Devin Sproul is my guest today. Still in her early 20s, the singer-songwriter has released 4 albums and keeps getting better. After an album chronicling her move to upstate New York, she's back in Southern Virginia, where she grew up on the Twin Oaks commune. This new album, Keep Your Silver Shined, chronicles her courtship with her husband, fellow musician Paul Carreri. Let's begin with this song, Stop By Anytime.
Stop by anytime. I've got the bookshelves loaded and the backyard's green and blooming. Stop by anytime. Let the humidity curl your hair and the mulberry stain your toes. A wasp on a pillow on a hideaway bed. A whippoorwill whistle to a spooked city kid. Dry leaves catching round the camp and fire pit quicker than a rippling lake. If you could come around, I could take you out to see the bugs in the big woods shine. Just stop by, stop by. Two skinny cousins in a sunfish race, the rope through their teeth and the sun on their face. Round in the buoy at the back of the bay, lighter than a skip in stone. If you could come around, I could show you how to make the most of a lonesome night. Just stop by, stop by, stop by, oh.
Devin Sproul is playing live for us today, and that's Stop By Anytime, one from Keep Your Silver Shined, the new album. And that one, like many on this one, this album's kind of come out in the perfect time of year. A lot of summer imagery on here. That was the season when you were writing things?
I guess so. I guess writing, taking a long time ain't so bad, because it comes around again, and it has been nice doing the release tour and being able to put it in the right season.
Absolutely. Now, what is your musical journey to where you are now? I mean, I've heard punk bands mentioned. I've heard all kinds of things.
Oh, There was something like my manager at the time dared me to say only things that had the word black in them, and some I don't know. I did interviews differently when I was a teenager, but my biggest influence is probably my husband Paul Carreri. When we met, I was 18, and he had a much bigger CD collection than I, and it was great. He was listening to a lot of country blues back then, and we've kind of gone from that. Lots of good country. He made me a half Skip James, half John Hartford tape back in the day when we were still making tapes. And all of that's really stuck around. I'm still a huge, huge John Hartford fan. And then just finding these few singer-songwriters, most of them tend to be kind of middle-aged men who aren't very famous in recent days. Jesse Winchester, he's famous enough, at least in our circle, and it's kind of a folk thing. So I've been really crazy about him. He moved to my area, Central Virginia. Just in the past couple weeks, since I played this folk festival with a fella named Michael Hurley, and he's just mind-boggling and really inspiring, both guitar and musically and also writing-wise, and also just like, I don't want to feel like I have to like get super famous to have a good life, and these men are like people who are older and awesome and not super bitter. They like, you know, Michael Hurley writes on his website that he likes to tour, but summer's the best time for touring, as is, and summer's also the best time for fixing old cars, and so he's kind of torn whether he wants to tour or not.
Devin Sproul is our guest today on the cafe, and you were talking about some of the things you could do on here. Can you do Old Virginia Block?
Yeah, I'd love to.
If my ears hear a sigh of a shiny red violin clear by the rye, by the dog bags and trash, by the bottles and cans and the deadbeat brown grass and the packed dirt in the Blue Ridge, my home must be around another good old Virginia block. If my ears hear a note on the cello so low, then a double stopping bow from my headphones in the Blue Ridge, out walking at noon, appearing under the white of the daytime moon, keeping my big blue balloon in my tight fist in the Blue Ridge. My home must be around another good old Virginia block.
Thank you.
Great song. That is Old Virginia Block from Devin Sproul, who's playing live for us today. Just wonderful how those... It's like Chuck Berry, the way all those words just kind of spill in there. So there you go. Great song.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And Virginia, of course, big thing on this album, mm-hmm. as Upstate Songs was, you know, a little bit different in focus. But it shouldn't be unusual because you've lived all your life there. And one of the things that people first kind of, when they read about you, kind of jump at it is, whoa, she grew up on a commune. and you not only grew up on a commune, you grew up on Twin Oaks, which is a really well-known, long-standing, and it still exists, commune.
We just had our 40th anniversary last weekend.
Wow. And you have, like, different classes that meet, or everybody just comes together?
It is like that. It's like a reunion, exactly. There's 100 people there that live there, including about 15 kids, and then there were probably, like, at least another 100 from, you know, people that had lived there in the 70s. I guess it was started in 67, so it was wonderful. It was really, really exciting. Both my parents were there. My dad still lives there, but it's great. And it is a really good, I actually told them I played for them at Twin Oaks for the 40th, and I said, you know, I don't know if y'all know, but I include Twin Oaks in my press release for, you know, music business stuff. And they all laughed, and I said, no, for real, y'all, it's a great, you know, people love it. And I said, I don't know whether for this release, for Keep Your Silver Shine, it's been a blessing or a curse, because I'll interview with, like I did a West Coast run last month, and the interviewer will say, oh, so Keep Your Silver Shine, great, you grew up in Virginia. Oh, so you were raised on a commune. And we'll get into it, and I'll tell him about, you know, us income sharing, it's consensus decision, it's fascinating, it really is. And they'll start asking questions and ask more questions, and by the end of the interview, it'll be like, they'll be like, I feel like, so when does the next visitor period start, you know? How does, do they accept people, like, you know, I don't know, who are like, you know, so, but it was a great way of growing up for me, not for everyone, but me and my parents it was a very good experience for us and a very great way to start a career or life in the arts. There's a lot of different kinds of people living there, and we never much talked about doing it as a career, but it's only because at Twin Oaks you don't really... make money, so your living is not really based on money. It's based on, you know, well, putting in hard work and doing it well.
Well, here's an interesting question. You know, you have that background. How does that mesh with your husband's background? Do you bring things that you have assumptions that are completely different than his?
It's a very, very good question that I haven't been asked recently or ever. He was raised Catholic in Richmond, which is about 40 minutes from Twin Oaks. And we have a very different way of approaching things. And people say, oh, would you raise your kids at Twin Oaks? I said, no, because Paul would never hang with that. And I think that it's coming out of a church like that, like the Catholic Church, he retains a lot of aspects of his spirituality and even religiousness. But he's not really into the group thing. And I think that comes from the church and the things he doesn't like about the church and that kind of group experience. And it holds over for communes for him. And so we do come from very different places. But it's very interesting. I tend to be like a more practical, like I'm the one who reminds him to call his credit card agency back. And he's the one that, like, I swear when he plays, he's like, you know, he's the one communing with with another level of something or other. I don't know.
Now, Keep Your Silver Shine, the title of the album. And there seems to be a set of silver. Where did that set of silver come in this whole getting married thing?
It sort of started when I first moved back from upstate, where I wrote and recorded Upstate Songs, upstate New York, that is. I was living with my mom, and she had a neighbor who was older and was moved out of her house into a home. And I was They had an estate sale, and then they had a half-off day sale, and it was raining, and everyone left, and there was just this big dumpster, and I kind of went over, and I was feeling kind of sad about it, and I sort of daintily picked my way with my umbrella through this dumpster full of her things, and one of the things that hadn't sold in the estate sale was a set of silver, and I thought at the time that it was probably because it was all tarnished, and so I polished it up, and it wasn't long after that I moved in with Paul Carreri, and we started our life together, and we used that set of silverware. When it came into the song, it took on a kind of keep good in your life what's good, in addition to reaching for new sparkly, shiny things.
Well, here, do the song so people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, keep your silver shine.
We got the last of the apples, rosy just from the weather, an orchard map spread out green and red, a 10-cent yellow hat, rotten fruit kicked off the path, her hands in her pockets, and her pockets in her pants, racing out ahead to be the reddest heartbeat beating out on the scene, busting blood through a young body, a puddle with a jacket cap, a picnic in a mountain pass, a taste of summer, and coming back, a summer swam by a foggy dam, a Poughkeepsie scam, around a mountain bend, the season changed, the best of us changed, the rest of us stuck behind to keep the silver shine. Straight back with a ribboned braid, Blue Ridge brick in an almond shade, a chin on a worn-out wrist, a magnet with a grocery list says, my, oh my, my toes get tired, but I don't let on or let go, I sing. Dresser drawer to keep my pants in. What, oh, what more could a woman want? Well, let's see, I want an overhaul for my guitar. I want a clawfoot tub and a shiny car. I want piles of fruit and a fully stocked bar. Money for a flight out west. I want cute shoes and a vintage dress. New houses for all my relatives. Now I just want to land in a tugging. A youthful bed with a youthful plan. I want to wait all and take my time, all my time to keep my silver shine. So,
did you get any of those things since you wrote that song?
Sure, my husband's shoes don't even fit in our closet anymore because mine are. So I've got so many shoes, so many nice dresses.
Devin Sproul, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.